Welcome everyone to a new episode of The Tap. I am your host, author Andrew Hess. Today I am flying solo. We are doing Survivor Series Countdown Part 7. Today's show, I'm actually going to be covering four Survivor Series matches cards. We're going to go from 2003 all the way up to 2006. We are actually about a month away from the next Survivor Series pay-per-view, the 2021 Survivor Series. So we are going to try to bring you a little bit more each week going into this. So without further ado, I'm going to jump straight into 2003, where we actually had quite a bit happen, in my opinion. So in the 2003... we had a on Sunday Night Heat, you had Tajiri successfully defend the Cruiserweight Championship against Jamie Noble. Tajiri had Akio and Sakota at ringside with him. And we go into the actual pay-per-view, and you had just a massive amount of guys in this match. I mean, you're starting your opening bout on the actual pay-per-view saw this Survivor Series match of Kurt Angle, Bradshaw, Chris Benoit, Bob Holly, and John Cena getting the win over Brock Lesnar, The Big Show, A-Train, Morgan, and Nathan Jones. These are some big guys, huge men against Team Angle. And this boiled all the way down to John Cena and Chris Benoit getting the win for Team Angle. Definitely a good showing from some of the participants. Lesnar, Big Show being the two from Team Lesnar. Team Angle, I mean, the whole team was just star athletes, really. You had the next match, Molly Holly successfully defending the women's championship against Lita. You had an ambulance match that saw Kane get the win over Shane McMahon. And this has just been, this was a brutal storyline that was really just kind of continued to grow. I mean, you literally had Kane at one point hook a battery up with jumper cables to Shane McMahon at one point. And this wasn't in the match. This was in the feud itself. So it's, they had like just this really incredibly brutal feud. And the ambulance match was definitely a, it was a pretty explosive one too. Gotta watch that one. I'm not really big on ambulance matches, but this one was actually pretty good. Kind of feel like Shane McMahon in general, just as much as a lot of people hate seeing him in the ring, or McMahon's in general getting in the ring, Shane McMahon always brought a level of brutality that he was willing to take for the entertainment value, and he definitely proved it again in this match. You had Doug and Danny the Bashams with Shaniqua successfully defend the tag team titles against Los Guerreros. Then you had, it was a weirdly combined team of Chris Jericho, Christian, Mark Henry, Randy Orton, and Scott Steiner taking on Booker T, Bubba Ray, D-Von, RVD, and Shawn Michaels. And I believe the catch for this was the team with Jericho and Orton was Team Bischoff. The one with Shawn Michaels was Team Austin. And this was just really, I think it was, if Austin's team lost, he was done being the commissioner or whatever, the general manager or co-general manager of Monday Night Raw, and Bischoff was able to get the full control over it. And it came down to Shawn Michaels versus Randy Orton, and Batista was able to get in the ring and cause the basically cause Shawn Michaels to lose. And this kind of kept moving Orton as the legend killer at this point. So Stone Cold was no longer now the commissioner or co-GM or whatever it was of Monday Night Raw. Then we get to Vince McMahon versus The Undertaker in a Buried Alive match. Everyone thought this was, at the time, everyone thought this was just going to be a blow off. You know, somehow, some way, Vince was going to survive. No one really understood how, but we get to the conclusion of the match, and Kane is actually the one who attacks the Undertaker, helps to bury him, which was kind of crucial because this was still the biker, you know, American badass Undertaker at the time, and this is what brought him back to his old dead man gimmick. This was the start of it, and he didn't come back. He kept playing mind games with Kane from the Royal Rumble on, signaling that he was going to return as the Phenom, the Undertaker. And then at WrestleMania 20 was when he did make his return back against Kane. So we'll get to all that when we get closer to it. Finally, in 2003, though, you had Bill Goldberg, everyone's least favorite person, especially nowadays, successfully defending the World Heavyweight Championship against Triple H. And I will honestly say at the time, yes, I was pulling for Bill Goldberg when I originally watched this because, frankly, I was sick and tired of Triple H being shoved down our throats every single week and no one able to take the title from him. Goldberg had finally done so, and yeah, I was a little bit happy when I was a kid, you know, when I was younger, watching this, because I was just like, finally, Triple H isn't champion. Finally, someone took the title from him. Kind of in hindsight, though, I sat there the entire time like, this is not something I really cared too much about. And I kind of feel like Triple H should have taken the title back from Goldberg and sent him packing even sooner than Goldberg did. That ended 2003 Survivor Series. 2004, you had on Sunday Night Heat, La Resistance getting the win over Hurricane and Rosie. Rosie was part of 3-Minute Warning. And then he later becomes Superhero in Training, aka Shit. Didn't really care for that gimmick. I thought that was a horrible gimmick for him. You opened up on Survivor Series with the Cruiserweight Fatal 4-Way match. Spike Dudley defending against Billy Kidman, Chavo Guerrero, and Rey Mysterio. Spike Dudley getting the win. Shelton Benjamin successfully defended the Intercontinental title against Christian. We had another good Survivor Series match. Eddie Guerrero, Big Show, John Cena, and Rob Van Dam getting the win over Team Angles, Kurt Angle, Carlito, Luther Reigns, and Mark Jindrak. Eddie, Big Show, and Cena were the final survivors. And I like this because it was actually the Angle and Big Show had been feuding for a bit because Angle had tranquilized Big Show and then shaved his head. And then Angle and Guerrero were feuding at this time as well over Angle costing Eddie Guerrero the WWE Championship earlier in the year. And they had an impressive bout at SummerSlam as well that we've recapped. Finally, you had under not finally, but moving on, you had Undertaker getting the win over Heidenreich, which was a complete waste of a match, in my opinion. Don't bother with it. Don't bother really with any of Heidenreich's matches because they were boring. We had a women's title match with Trish Stratus taking on Lita. Trish getting the win by disqualification. Again, it's the continuation of the Trish Stratus and Lita feuds, which were great. I always loved their feud. That was probably one of the most iconic feuds in the women's division in their entire history, in my opinion. I think it's probably better than, Charlotte and Sasha and Sasha versus anybody or Becky versus anybody. It's definitely been the best feud that I've ever seen was Trish versus Lita. This ended, and this was kind of coming back into Lita had been paired up with Kane. At the time, she was supposedly bearing Kane's unborn child, which she eventually lost. And Trish Stratus had made a lot of jokes at her expense. So Lita was hell-bent on revenge. This match was great. And then you actually had Lita just wailing away on Trish Stratus with the chair, getting the disqualification. And they made it where it looked like Trish had broken her nose, which she then had a mask on for a little bit. Following this pay-per-view, it was just this continued a great feud with them. JBL successfully defending the WWE Championship against Booker T. And then finally, it was who wins control of Monday Night Raw? You had Team Orton versus Team Evolution. In this match, the winning team got to basically they got to control Monday Night Raw for the next 4 weeks. Maven had been taken out earlier in the night, and Maven was part of Team Orton. So it was essentially a 4-on-3 handicap match. Triple H's team was Triple H, Batista, Edge, and Gene Snitsky with Ric Flair at ringside. Ric Flair had been thrown out of the match. Batista eventually gets eliminated. They were all taking on the team of Chris Jericho, Chris Benoit, and Randy Orton. Your sole survivor, yet again, was Randy Orton. And this kind of seemed to be the beginning of Orton's trend of having success at the Survivor Series. I need to kind of track it a little bit more, but I feel like he is probably one of the most winningest superstars in WWE when it comes to Survivor Series, especially if taking part in a Survivor Series match. But as we get down the line a little bit further and recapping, I'll be able to go ahead and confirm that. So we'll move on from there. 2005. We had on Sunday Night Heat, Juventud Guerrero with the Mexicools getting the win over Simon Dean. You kick off the actual Survivor Series event with the first of the best of seven series between Chris Benoit and Booker T over the United States Championship. Booker T getting the win. You had Trish Stratus with Mickie James successfully defending the Women's Championship against Melina, who had Eminem at ringside with her. You had an unbelievably brutal and bloody last man standing match with Triple H getting the win over Ric Flair. You had John Cena successfully defending the WWE Championship against Kurt Angle, despite having a special referee of Daivari in there. You had Teddy Long getting the win over Eric Bischoff, which, in my opinion, was just a really ridiculous match. I don't know why this was even on there. And then your final match of the night was Team Raw versus Team SmackDown. Team SmackDown consisted of Batista, JBL, Bobby Lashley, Randy Orton, and Rey Mysterio. They took on Team Raw's Big Show, Carlito, Chris Masters, Kane, and Shawn Michaels. And surprise, surprise, the sole survivor of the match was Randy Orton. Just went ahead and confirmed, just from that alone, three Survivor Series matches that he's had to take part in alone, and he's won. Going into 2006, you had Carlito getting the win over Charlie Haas in a dark match. You had your first Survivor Series match was really kind of an interesting one. You had the Spirit Squad taking on the Legends. And the Legends in this match were Dusty Rhodes, Ric Flair, Ron Simmons, and Sergeant Slaughter with Arn Anderson at ringside. This was just definitely a Legends legend type of team. The only one missing, really, in my opinion, that could have been part of it would have been Roddy Piper. Your sole survivor in this match was Ric Flair. Next up, you had Chris Benoit successfully defending the United States Championship against Chavo Guerrero, which it was a pretty good match. I enjoyed it. I think that Chavo Guerrero is probably one of the most underrated wrestlers when it came to WWE and even in WCW. He was always, I feel like he was always living in Eddie Guerrero's shadow, and people always looked at it as such. And I mean, the man was a great wrestler to begin with. And even to this day, he's still, you know, whether it's coming and doing a guest spot in a Royal Rumble or, you know, being an agent for one of the promotions or being a manager, he still really does a great job. Recently he was in AEW with Andrade, and he was doing a pretty good job up until I forget what it was. He was he's actually supposed to be filming something, I believe, and they had to remove him from TV just because he was going to be away filming. So they filmed a spot where Andrade dropped him from being his manager. Chris Benoit, this was actually the last Survivor Series, I believe, for Chris Benoit before his situation, which we're not really going to dive into, but this was the last one for Chris Benoit before he had passed away. Mickie James successfully defended the Women's Championship again. Oh, sorry. She won the title from Lita. And if I'm not mistaken, I actually think that this was Lita's last. Double checking. I believe this was Lita's last Survivor Series before she had retired. I think this was her retirement match, actually. And she had the Women's Championship only to lose it to Mickie James. I think it was only like a month or 2 months beforehand. You had Trish Stratus decide to retire. And she had done so with winning the Women's Championship. And they allowed her to retire with the title. But with Lita, they put the title back on her. And for her retirement match, they decided not to, for whatever reason. Next up, we had Team DX versus Team Rated RKO. On Team DX, you had Shawn Michaels, Triple H, CM Punk, and the Hardy Boys getting a clean sweep against Edge, Randy Orton, Gregory Helms, Johnny Nitro, and Mike Knox. I guess this kind of disproves my entire theory about Orton having the best record when it comes to the Survivor Series matches, but there's obviously a lot more to go as we go and move on through the years. Fun match. Not great in terms of the wrestling ability, but it was a fun and entertaining match. You had Mr. Kennedy getting the win over Undertaker in a First Blood match. I actually have to go back and rewatch this one because I haven't had a chance to. Somehow I missed this. So I definitely need to go back and watch that one again to see exactly how Kennedy ended up winning it. The last two matches, you had Team Cena versus Team Big Show, I guess. It was John Cena, Bobby Lashley, Kane, Rob Van Dam, and Sabu getting the win over Big Show's team of Big Show, Finlay, MVP, Test, and Umaga. John Cena and Bobby Lashley were the final two. And finally, you had King Booker defending the World Heavyweight Championship against the Animal, Batista. Batista getting the title. He wins the match. Great showing between these two men. Definitely a must-watch match. That is going to end our show today. We have plenty more Survivor Series coming your way soon, where I will be starting on the 2007 one on our next installment of this countdown. Until then, I am author Andrew Hess. Find out next time what's on tap.